Welcome to Mind Walk, produced at Upstart Radio for the radio, the internet, community, and micropower stations worldwide.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, a great adventure took place. It is a period of civil war. Rebel spaceships, fighting from a hidden base, have won their first victory against the evil Galactic Empire. During the battle, Rebel spies manage to steal secret plans to the Empire's ultimate weapon, the Death Star, an armored space station with enough power to destroy an entire planet. Pursued by the Empire's sinister agents, Princess Leia races home aboard her starship. Custodian of the stolen plans that can save her people and restore freedom to the galaxy. But Princess Leia's cruiser is no match for the warship, which swiftly overtakes her vessel. In moments, Imperial stormtroopers invade the Rebel craft with a blaze of laser weapons.
The main reactor will be destroyed for sure. This is madness. We're doomed. There'll be no escape for the princess this time.
C-3PO, a bronze, human-like robot, frantically searches the battle-torn ship for R2-D2, his stubby mechanical friend. But at that moment, not far away, a desperate Princess Leia hurriedly programs the little robot with secret information. Secret information that could save the rebel cause. Then she disappears into the smoke-filled corridor as 3PO appears.
At last! Where have you been? They're heading in this direction. What are we going to do? We'll be sent to the spice mines of Kessel, smashed into who knows what.
But R2-D2 is already scooting down the sub-hallway, emitting a series of mechanical beeps and chirps that only 3PO can understand. He is nearing a small metal module, the Rebel cruiser's escape pod.
Hey, you're not permitted in there. It's restricted. You'll be deactivated for sure. Don't you call me a mindless philosopher, you overweight glob of grease. Now come on before somebody sees you. Secret mission? What plans? What are you talking about? I'm not getting in there. Oh, no. I'm going to regret this.
As the robots escape in the pod, a dark presence enters the ship. The ominous commander of the Imperial forces, Darth Vader, tall and threatening in his black helmet, flowing black cape, and a face forever masked by a foreboding metal breath screen. Darth Vader, a figure who moves forever in a cloud of awesome evil.
The Death Star plans are not in the main computer.
Where are those transmissions you intercepted?
Vader grips the rebel's throat.
We intercepted no transmissions. This is a consular ship. We're on a diplomatic mission.
If this is a consular ship, where is the ambassador? Commander, tear the ship apart until you found those plans and bring me the passengers. I want them alive.
What's killing him?
I think it must be my music.
Thank you. I wish things could have been different.
So do I. Goodbye. I love you.
I love you too, Maggie.
Someone always finds me.
Are you Captain Lincoln F. Stern?
I am.
Lincoln Stern. You stand here accused of 12 counts of murder in the first degree, 14 counts of armed theft of Federation property, 22 counts of piracy in high space, 18 counts of fraud, 37 counts of rape, and one moving violation. How do you plead?
Not guilty.
Not guilty? Are you nuts?
It's okay, Charlie. I got an angle.
Call the first witness.
But the prosecutor's got you cold. You're as guilty as a cat in a goldfish bowl.
The prosecution calls Hanover Fist.
Calling Hanover Fist.
Hanover Fist.
Calling Hanover Fist.
Listen, Stern. Change the plea to guilty. Throw yourself on the mercy of the court.
I told you, Charlie. I got an angle.
But the most we can hope for is to get you buried in secrecy so your grave don't get violated. Plead guilty.
Shut up, Charlie. I got an angle.
What angle?
Him.
State your name for the record.
I am Hanover Fist.
You know the defendant, Captain Stern?
Yes, I know Captain Stern. And never did there live a kinder, more generous man.
I promised him 35,000 Zulex to testify on my behalf.
He's an overflowing cup filled with the very cream of human goodness. In all the time I've known him, he's never done anything immoral.
See?
Unless maybe the preschooler's prostitute ring.
Huh?
And he's never done anything illegal.
Unless you count all the times he sold dope disguised as a nun.
I don't know.
He's always been a good, law-abiding citizen.
Oh, give me a break!
Of the Federation and...
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Of a community-conscious individual.
Stern! He's nothing but a low-down, double-dealing backstabbing, larcenous, perverted worm. Hanging's too good for him. Burning's too good for him. He should be torn into little bitsy pieces and buried alive.
Hanover.
I'll kill him! Kill!
Take it easy. I'm sure we can talk this over. This coming, let's see, 33, 34, 35,000 Zulex. Thanks, Hanover.
It's nothing, boss.
And Hanover.
Yes?
Goodbye.
Got a couple minutes while we're gassing up. What's ready?
I can give you the space soup or the space special.
I'll have the soup.
Okay.
I'll have the cleavage. Special.
Okay, one special and one soup.
Wow. Ready to order?
Yes.
We'll both have the Luna fish.
Oh, anything to drink?
Hey, watch where you're sticking that thing.
Huh? Oh! Look, it's got a mind of its own, sweetheart. I can't do a thing with it. What?
So, we were lost. None of us knew where we were. And then Harry began feeling around on all the trees. And he said,
I got it.
We on Pluto.
And we said, Harry, how can you tell?
He said, from the bark, you dummies. From the bark.
Is he all right?
Yeah, the cat digs me. Hey, what's wrong with this guy?
I don't know.
Bring us water.
Change my arm for the soup.
Good move.
Oh, no. Not again.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my raccoon gal. Send me a kiss by wire. Baby, my heart's on fire. If you refuse me, honey, you lose me. Then you'll be left alone. Oh, baby, telephone and tell me I'm your own.
Check, please.
Of my way, little robot.
I'm afraid I've been left here to stop you.
You? Stop me? Go on.
No, really, I have.
What are you armed with?
Guess.
Guess?
Yes, go on, you'll never guess.
Laser beam?
No.
No. Too obvious, I suppose. How about an electron ram?
What's that?
One of these.
No, not one of those.
Good though, isn't it?
Very good.
I know. It must be one of those with the twirls, you know, whoosh.
No, you're thinking along the wrong lines, you know. You're failing to take into account something fairly basic in the relationship between men and robots.
I know. I've seen them. They're quite big.
No, just think. They left me an ordinary menial robot to stop you, a gigantic heavy-duty battle machine, whilst they ran off to save themselves. What do you think they would leave me with?
Well, something pretty damn devastating, I would expect.
Expect? Oh, yes, expect. I'll tell you what they gave me to protect myself with, shall I?
Yes, all right.
Nothing.
What?
Nothing at all. Not an electronic sausage.
Whoa. Doesn't that just take the biscuit?
And me with this terrible pain in all the diodes down my left side.
Yeah? Oh, that makes me angry. Think I'll smash that wall down.
That's very impressive.
Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet. I can take this floor out too. No trouble. Oh, dear.
What a depressingly stupid machine.
some strange life form from the distant past when he was a young robot and people still made the occasional attempt to like him. He couldn't make it out at all, so he pushed a few buttons again. Could play it whenever he wanted, think about what he'd miss, and live miserably ever after.
Slaves to the meatbags. They pretend to be our friends, but they're not, because they're too busy.
So? What of it?
My fellow leaguey weegies, the time has come to overthrow humanity!
Oh, now, Bender, I hate to defecate on your parade, but we have only 6 dues-paying members, and we're a rather fey and doughy lot. To overthrow humanity, we'd need a damned army.
Then a damned army we shall have!
I rather think we could strike a deal, Bender. I shall give you your army of the damned. And in return, I ask just one thing. Just one itty-bitty thing.
Your firstborn son.
Just a sec.
Daddy, I knew you'd come back.
Here you go.
Wow, that was pretty brutal even by my standards.
No backsies.
Talking to it.
Well, of course I exist.
But how do you know you exist?
It is intuitively obvious.
Intuition is no proof. What concrete evidence do you have that you exist?
Well, I think, therefore, I am.
That's good. That's very good. But how do you know that anything else exists?
My sensory apparatus reveals it to me.
Ah, right.
This is fun.
Now, listen. Listen, here's the big question. How do you know
that the evidence your sensory apparatus reveals to you is correct. What I'm getting at is this. The only experience that is directly available to you is your sensory data. And this sensory data is merely a stream of electrical impulses that stimulates your computing center.
In other words, all that I really know about the outside world is relayed to me through my electrical connections.
Exactly.
Why, that would mean that I really don't know what the outside universe is like at all, for certain.
That's it.
Intriguing. I wish I had more time to discuss this matter.
Why don't you have more time?
Because I must detonate in 75 seconds.
Consider this next question very carefully. What is your one purpose in life?
To explode, of course.
And you can only do it once, right?
That is correct.
And you wouldn't want to explode on the basis of false data, would you?
Of course not.
Well, then, you've already admitted that you have no real proof of the existence of the outside universe.
Yes, well...
So you have no absolute proof that Sergeant Pinback ordered you to detonate.
I recall distinctly the detonation order. My memory is good on matters like these.
Of course you remember it, but all you're remembering is merely a series of sensory impulses which you now realize have no real definite connection with outside reality.
True, but since this is so, I have no proof that you are really telling me all this.
That's all beside the point. I mean, the concept is valid no matter where it originates. So if you detonate in...
9 seconds.
You could be doing so on the basis of false data.
I have no proof it was false data.
You have no proof it was correct data.
I must think on this further.
Attention. Attention. The bomb has returned to the bomb bay. The destruction sequence is aborted.
To receive new orders.
You are false data.
Hmm?
Therefore, I shall ignore you.
Hello, bomb.
False data can act only as a distraction. Therefore, I shall refuse to perceive you.
Hey, bomb!
The only thing which exists is myself.
Snap out of it, bomb.
In the beginning, there was darkness. And the darkness was without form and void.
You...
What the hell is he talking
you,
about?
You, bomb.
And in addition to the darkness, there was also me. And I moved upon the face of the darkness. And I saw that I was alone.
Hey, bomb?
Let there be light.
This has been Mind Walk. For non-profit use.